your questions. Thank you.
Yeah, before we open the floor to questions, and brief comments, and I'll try not to silence anybody, take a moment to stretch and reach into your pockets so you're ready when the donation containers come around, because as reality of we are a volunteer organization, we do have some overhead transportation costs to bring such a high quality panel here and have this kind of discussion. So it would be appreciated if you could contribute. There would be two people, yeah. Recruit someone. Yeah. Try not to get over your bashfulness and recruit someone. Yeah.
Oh, I have to put money in here.
Anyway, so at this point, maybe if I could ask the panel to come back, just to sit up here so they can face the audience. In the meantime, I had a personal experience. Paul Schneiderite, if you don't know, is a columnist with the Herald. And a number of years ago, he wrote about how he had just gone to Israel, one of these freebie junkets for journalists. And he went there for a week and he saw everything. And he stressed that in the trip, they saw both sides and Israel had organized it, had paid for it. But he was free to say anything he wanted. And he came back as a journalist. However, and since then, there hasn't been a single word out of on this column that's been the slightest bit critical of Israel. And at one point I called up, perhaps last summer, there were huge demonstrations within Israel of Israelis who were saying, we can't get a decent job, we can't get decent housing. I'm talking about demonstrations with 250,000 people, you know, like Montreal yesterday, the day before yesterday, in the streets, saying this economy is not working for us and so forth. And this was, and these were rallies that specifically avoided the occupation at all. All they were talking about is Israel isn't working for Israelis. So I called up Schneiderite and said, this is huge news in Israel. It's covered, it's a big thing. They can't really figure out what this is all about. It's very interesting. How come there haven't been any stories in the Herald about it? And he said, oh yeah, we've had stories on it. I said, oh, maybe I was away, maybe I missed it. Could you tell me what these stories were? And he referred me to the librarian at the Herald. And so I emailed her and said, Paul Schneiderite told me to come to you. Could you please send me any copies of any items you ever did? And so in the meantime, I went to the library, found out they had a database. I checked the database, no stories there. The librarian said, no stories. I phoned Schneiderite back. He says, oh, that's interesting. So it's quite clear that Paul Schneiderite read stories about these demonstrations in Israel and thought one of them must have been in our paper. And then he also said that, well, it's not his decision. He's an editorial. Another part of the newspaper decides what goes in the paper. And so it was just very interesting in terms of the quote from Upton Sinclair that people, it's hard to get somebody to understand something that they're paid not, that their livelihood depends on them not understanding. But it was quite interesting in terms of how they really defend that they're free, they're not affected by these tours. And another group that goes on tours are parliamentarians. And just a little while ago, there was a report that said, again, for the umpteenth year in a row, Taiwan is first for freebies taking politicians to Taiwan. Number two, with a bullet, possibly, because they're getting closer, is Israel. And it seems, I've only just started looking at them, but just last year, Dominic LeBlanc, the New Brunswick Liberal, who's an aspirant for the leadership, he went with two friends for $15,000 for a week. Scott Bryson went with his partner. Roger Kuzner went with his partner. That's just last year. And it just seems like, I'm trying to think, this is in June, July, and January, and it seems like it would be difficult to walk through to swing a cat in Jerusalem and not hit a parliamentarian from somewhere. Because there's conference after conference after conference, and they're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars, the two lobby groups that were mentioned earlier, spending money on this. And what the Harper government's worried about is Americans are influencing environmental policy in our country, and this is the kind of again, buying these politicians off, and unfortunately, it's not difficult. And I'm sure if I go back, then Mulcair and some of these other people from all the parties, Tories, Liberals, NDP, they all go, and they all enjoy the trip and so forth. And the other point I wanted to make is, was there anybody here from King's? Because King's College? Because we made a specific effort, again tonight, after pointing out this whole trip, to say, would anybody at the King's College retreating this issue, journalistic issue, why Sims has covered or not? Not a single professor is here, not a single student is here, and maybe if we paid their way to Hong Kong, they might have come to hear this panel, but they're not coming across town to listen to it, and not telling or encouraging their students to come. I know it's near the end of term and so forth, but for professors to say they're even-handed and they can go to Israel on this freebie and it's not political and we're interested in everybody and demonstrate no interest whatsoever in the issue. And this is the issue as it reflected in journalism. We could hardly be more on contact. No interest. Not a single person from that school of journalism. And it does make you... It gives you pause. Anyway, that was my little rant for the moment. But it's quite spectacular. The efforts to which they try to be neutral and demonstrate anything but. So that is my response. So at this point, if people could raise their hands if they have a question. If you want to direct it to a particular person or just ask the panel, we don't have a lot of time. And at the end of the set, we want to leave time so that the four can say, what can we do now? Like, given the information we have, are there things we can do to get a better coverage? Yeah?
So for Miles Howell, there were some allusions, I believe, you made that your family almost threatened to be bombed for you speaking out. I was wondering if you could speak on that a little bit.
No, it was. There was a comment that was left on an article that I had written that said, unfortunately.